When we do chi-squares on the computer, we get back a p-value. The p-value means the same thing that it's meant every other time. If p is less than 0.05, you reject the null. You conclude that there's a pattern of relationship. Now go interpret it. See if it matches the research hypothesis. If you're doing things by hand, you get a chi-square obtained and a chi-square critical. You don't have to worry about that whole negative thing because, after all, it's called chi-squared. If you get a negative chi-squared value, hypothesis testing is not your big problem, it's math. We've got to go back and check. You should never get a negative chi-square. There are ways, I've done it myself, but you're still not supposed to. And here is our table, again, that captures and reminds us that we're making decisions. And when we make decisions, we can get the right pattern. We can correctly decide that there is no pattern, or we can make type 1, type 2, or type 3 errors. Causal interpretation. Nothing has changed. Same slide as the other two. Causal interpretability is based on having an unconfounded true experiment. The statistic you use means nothing. You just got to keep in mind that you have to test carefully a research design to see whether it'll support causal hypothesis. All right. Research hypothesis. Those who do the on-web exam preparation assignment will perform better on the exam than those who do the on-paper version. I got a chi-square obtained of 5.47, critical is 3.84. Am I going to retain or reject the null? Reject. Do I have a pattern? Yeah, that's what rejecting the null means. The null is that there's no pattern. Rejecting the null means there's some pattern. So far, so good. Do these data support the research hypothesis? Those on web will perform better than those on paper. So on web, 39 out of 50 got it right. On paper, 28 out of 50 passed. Now, you don't have to ask yourself if 39 out of 50 is more than 28 out of 50, because you know there's a relationship there, right? P is less than 0.05. You know there's a difference there. The only question left is whether that difference matches the research hypothesis. Is 39 out of 50 better than 28 out of 50? Yes. So these data support the research hypothesis. Now, this is the one you have to be the most careful about, because chi-square hypotheses can be stated in different ways. For example, I might have said more of those who take the web will pass, whether more of those who take the on paper will fail. This research hypothesis is not fully supported. Because notice, more passed than failed in both. So you have to look carefully at how that research hypothesis is phrased. And we'll practice that. Now, here's how the data were collected. Before taking the test, students were asked whether they had chosen to complete the on-paper or the on-web. Is this an experiment or a non-experiment? Non-experiment. Are the results causally interpretable? No. Same hypothesis. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null? Retain. 0.087, even on a Wednesday when you're only 2 minutes from getting out of here, is more than 0.05. We would retain the null. So, is there a pattern to the data? No. If there's no pattern to the data, can the data with no pattern support the hypothesized pattern? No. Very good. Students in the morning laboratory session were randomly assigned to complete the on-web. Those in the afternoon completed the on-paper. Random assignment. Do we have an experiment? Why not? It's random assignment. Random assignment of groups. I like it when you're cocky. So are these results causally interpretable? No, hell no. Jeez, why even ask? All right, more of those who do the on-web preparation assignment will pass, and more of those who do the on-paper will fail. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null? Reject. P is less than 0.05. Reject. We've got a pattern. Shit. We've got a pattern. Now, ignoring the orange slide and the guy behind the mirror for a second, did we find that more of those in the web passed than failed? Yeah. Did we find that more of those in the paper failed than passed? Oh, this is tough. Is 23 enough bigger than 21 to count? We don't really have a good way of solving that. Later in the course, I'll tell you what the statistical approach is. It sucks too. So here's the promise I'll make you. Here's the promise I'll make you. What you'll see in the EDU exercises and what you'll see in the exams will not be little tweeners like this. If they're close, call it no. If there's an effect there, it will be substantial. Just hold on. You get out of here early so much, let's not get whiny. One half of the students in the AM lecture were randomly assigned to complete the on-web, the other half the on-paper. Do I have an experiment? Yeah. I take a group, I randomly split that one group in half. Do I have an experiment? Are the results causally interpretable? Now get out. It's still 3:20. I'm not late. See ya.